Part 4. What have been the main changes in India over the last few years?
The last few years, after the onset of globalization, the first change that happened is India became a biggest IT superpower. It has to have become because there's a lot of focus on education in India. Everybody wants to study. Everybody wants to get degrees. Everybody wants to go to university. Rich, poor, middle class. So this huge brain capital has created this IT superpower status to India. And this has had repercussions in every sector of the economy. So I was talking about the IT superpower. Oh. They call India is the back end office of the world, and China is the back end factory of the world, which is really true. Because the second Silicon Valley is Bangalore. In fact, there are a lot of research done in Bangalore as well as in Silicon Valley in USA. This has repercussions in terms of economic growth. And also manufacturing sector has boomed a lot. Many key sectors have grown parallelly thanks to globalization, exports, things like that.
What impact do these changes have on people? What about people?
People, yeah. Overall, it has given a new purchasing power to the people. Overall, it has created a cream of rich people, what we call nouveau riche in French, and at the same time it has given a kind of a confidence, buying power, purchasing power to a vast section of the people, especially the middle class. Middle class holds the key to India, but still, I should emphasize, India is still an agriculture-based economy. As they say, the arrival of the monsoon in India is more important than invention of a new super chip.